Recently, Indiana University Press published the Farmer's Market book, Growing Food and Cultivating Community. In it, authors Jennifer Maida Robinson and Jeff Hartenfeld examine the national resurgence of farmers markets using the Bloomington Market as a case study. The book explores the history of farmers markets, considers their environmental, economic, and social impact on contemporary life, while exploring their potential for the future. WFIU's Yael Cassander recently sat down with Robinson to talk about the book.
I found that not only was it incredibly informative, but it does have so much heart. And I love the way that you alternate in the book between sort of expository prose and the sections, for example, the vendor's notes that are very poetic and magical and really, for me, capture the heart of the market. And I'm curious about what the response has been so far.
Well, I have been really amazed at the response, actually, because people have been buying multiple copies and sending them to their parents or their children who live in other cities as a way of sharing a joint love of going to farmers markets. In 1970, there were, by the U.S. government count, about 400 markets in the country. And at the last count, which was now several years ago, there were 4,000. And I know in Indiana, just here alone, there's been this tremendous embracing of farmers markets by the community. And I think part of that is people wanting a connection to where they live. It's such a transient country. And so I've heard from people that they look for markets as a way to figure out where home is. When they come to the market, it becomes a ritual, something that punctuates their week and their year. They know what's growing in the natural world. They like to bring their visiting family members there to show them, you know, this is who I am here. This is the place that I live.
Hi, how are you doing? Just fine. Look at those beautiful potatoes.
We also got really nice response from customers and vendors at our market who have thanked us. They have such wonderful stories themselves and deep connections, many of them, to the market, that I think they like having someone listen to those stories and then try to represent them.
What is your connection to the subject, personally?
I think, like many market goers, when I was growing up, my parents used to stop at farm stands, you know, along the road, little card tables that would spring up, and there would be sweet corn or tomatoes or cucumbers, whatever was in season there, and stop and get really excellent food that was different from what you got at the supermarket. And when I went to college, I was a member of a food co-op and living co-op, and then I later managed a food co-op. And when I moved to Bloomington, two of the first things that I did were to join our local co-op and to find the farmers market. And I started working on a farm then and have been involved since 1990 in this local farmers market, growing and vending food. My husband, Jeff, is in his 30th season of growing for the market. And we have 50 acres in Greene County, west of Bloomington, about 5 to 8 acres in production. We have flowers and ornamentals and garlic and basil. And so we together have been doing this market for almost 20 years. Once upon a time, the business sold nationally, and we have found by reorienting to a local fresh market that we've been able to grow the business, but also really our sense of where we live and who's next door, really making that connection to a community.
You speak in the book about the plight of farmers who in this country really have stiff competition from the big conglomerates. Mm-hmm. And the way that food is conventionally sold. I think the figure is that a piece of food has to travel 1,500 miles.
Something like that,
The average plate contains food that travels that far. So how on earth is a farmer, a small grower, going to compete? Mm. And also, what does a farmer get out of direct-to-consumer selling?
There seems to be more and more interest in local food, and some of that has come through scary events like food contamination and how much energy it takes to ship food so far and what it means to do that in terms of preservatives, in terms of lost nutrition, and that kind of disconnect from where your food is grown and who is responsible for it. It's a very long chain of responsibility. I think farmers markets are kind of stepping into the breach right now, and there's more interest in local food and not just accountability, but in connection. People like to be able to look across the table and know who is responsible for their food. Growers themselves are amazingly resilient and multi-talented people. They do everything from fixing equipment to ordering food to keeping books to hoeing and pulling weeds and evaluating diseases. But they work very much in isolation. So it's absolutely important that when they go to market, they be able to sell their goods for a price that compensates them for their time. But at the same time, I think that they also enjoy that contact. And I hear from them that they really like taking their children to the market and introducing them to the very complex society that we live in. And they themselves enjoy meeting people and talking, and they work alone a lot of the time.
Of course, the word community is in the title of your book, and your book seems to be very much about the social fabric that farmers markets contribute to.
Yeah, I think both the customers and the vendors go in part for the sense of community, for the networking, for getting news and recipes. People fall in love at the market. It's a really a living space, a living public space. I think everybody gets that connection from going there. And there are those great stories that we get at the market. People love pussy willows, and we sell pussy willows. And they'll often say, you know, my grandmother had a pussy willow bush. My grandmother had bleeding hearts in her yard. And people like to kind of drag their friends and their children over to say, you know, this means something to me, and connect with themselves and with other people through what's at the market.
Yeah, it sounds like even for you, the fact that you remember those roadside stands of your youth, that it does have a certain nostalgic and that really rich memory that this all comes out of.
Yeah, there's a lot of hearkening back and hearkening forward at the same time, I think. The people, of course, and the circumstances are very different from the past. There are lots of tattoos, you know, there are lots of different family configurations and that wouldn't have necessarily been there in Bloomington in the past, but are now. And yet we're rooted in something traditional and able to look forward to what is going to help us in the future in terms of having a very nice meal or even more generally having a more secure food and situation for our community. There's some kind of strength, I think, in being able to have this traditional backdrop or this traditional rootedness foundation. I don't want to say that it's just nostalgic. I think that there are small pockets of resistance out there to runaway corporate culture, runaway environmental and quality of life degradation and disconnection. And markets are one place where that's being promoted, where people can find each other and resist on a really personal level, make a connection with the people around them and through food. We call it at one point in the book, the other homeland security. And it secures our food supplies to be able to grow things close by. And to have people who know how to do it, it's not a given. Agriculture was an amazing, incredibly powerful invention of humanity. and it's something that has to be taught and learned. So having people around us who know how to do that is very important for our security. And the more that they are integrated into the larger community, the farmers, that is, the more responsible they are to all of us in terms of stewarding the land and protecting the food supply and the water. And I think we all can work together to keep our lives high quality and feed each other.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.